I'll slip that $20 bill under the table.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to be a hobo when I was about 8, so.
Hey, that'd be a good thing
you
to come to the Halloween
wish.
Party.
See, I got my gloves on. You know, I want to ride the rails and eat beans out of a can. It would have been awesome for about 5 minutes.
So is the show Saturday night at Callahan's, is that a Halloween party?
Well, yeah, there's actually two events we'll talk about. The Diablos are playing Callahan's Saturday with the Ruiners and Ray Gunn. And that's like a Halloween costume party freak show. We're calling it Zombie Fest. And the Horse Cave Trio are playing tomorrow night, Friday.
And Saturday.
At Nancy Whiskey's, right by the old Tiger Stadium. And it's going to be the first time the brand new CD, Hart County, is available on Funky D Records.
Yeah, so. It's their release party of sorts, and it's two nights. It's Friday and Saturday at Nancy Whiskey's. They don't have an opener. It's all trio, all night, rocking it out, so.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. It's
going to
be a great weekend.
Oh, that's a good tip. I didn't catch that in the paper, so it's good that you came down. Nancy Whiskey's, you know, they went through a fire and, you know, remodeling and all that, and it's great to see that they're getting music in there. And
it'll be burning up in a whole different way this weekend, in a good way.
I was going to say, because I know they do a lot of blues there, and I know Stagga Lee has a real bluesy Detroit sound. Yep. I'm interested in getting this a Horse Cave Trio on the air and hearing what their sound is like
and
now.
And that's the bass sound of Funky D Records and Tino's sensibilities, and so it all works out. We
let them rip.
Guys. Let them rip.
All right. Is the band ready to go?
We're always ready.
Yep.
All right.
They're always ready.
Ready. Are we live on the Motor Drive?
You are live on the Motor Drive right now, and I got to say, we are going to start off the Motor Live Drive. We have the Horse Cave Trio in the Studio J right now. Hey, guys, you are there, aren't you?
Hey, we're here.
Here we go.
Oh, they're live as can be. What are you going to kick off with?
We're going to kick it off with our theme song we do every show. It's the Hillbilly Rock and Roll.
We have the Horse Cave Trio.
Thank you.
the show.
Oh, yes. What a way. The Horse Cave Trio. That was hillbilly rock and roll. In fact, that's the way your website describes the music of the Horse Cave Trio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, would you like to introduce the band, Bagan?
I'd love to introduce the band on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. The Thundering Tony Bizon, Mr. Buddha Love. On the guitar from Detroit, Michigan. Some people call him Smooth. Some people call him Mr. Tasty. L.A. Simon.
Hey, now.
And me, I'm just happy to be here.
Whoa.
I'm rocking Ron DeVore from Ipsy-Tucky, baby.
That's right. Oh, in fact, you guys are sounding great in here. In fact, Tino and Lexi are really happy to that you sound so good.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Wright. You got it right now.
Tell him they can't dance on the desk now.
Lexi, you got to get down. Get down.
Get down with your bad self.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't hold her back.
Get up to the get down now.
All right. Well, you've got a big, big show coming up this weekend, don't you?
We got two really big shows this weekend. We're here mostly celebrating our new release on Funky D Records, the Horse Cave Trio. Third full-length release, Hart County.
All right. It looks great, but I haven't heard it yet. So you give us a live representation.
Well, let's do that right now, Mr. White. Let's do the title track off of the Hart County CD, a little thing we like to call the Hart County Outlaw Blues.
Caught off their brand new CD, Hart County Outlaw Blues. In fact, the name of the CD is Hart County. And in fact, where can people pick up that brand new CD from the Horse Cave Trio?
Well, let me tell you, Mr. White, The CD will be available this weekend at both shows at Nancy Whiskey's in beautiful Detroit, Michigan. We wanted to give all our friends first chance to grab it when you can. And very soon it will be available on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby. FunkyDRecords.com, of course, should be your hit of choice. And soon we're going to get it out to some of the boutique stores and some of the, you know, mom and pop shops that support local and beyond local music.
Well, hey, Vic, the Horse Cave Trio has been a local staple here in the area for I don't know how long.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. White, we're celebrating this month 9 years of the Horse Cave Trio.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey.
Formed in whatever 9 years ago was, October 9 years ago.
There you go.
You know,
the
and you know, one of the main reasons that we're here on our kickoff week is that WHFR has always supported us from the very beginning. Our boy Alan, the Gothabilly Man, the Wrecking Hours show, Joanne and the Blues show, and many of the other shows here on HFR have played all of our releases, promoted the band. Actually, I think the first time we ever did a show with the Howling Diablos was a HFR
right.
benefit
yeah.
the Fifth Avenue in Detroit.
Yeah, and I think that's the name of the club.
I think that was the one down at Comerica Park.
Yep. Yeah.
Fifth
Avenue.
Benefit.
And it was a benefit for HFR. And
now,
I think that's the first time.
It was snowing like crazy.
Yes, and
it was.
And that's the first time we ever did a show with the Diablos.
Yeah. I remember Johnny B came up to me and he goes, "That was cool, man."
In fact, that was our 20th anniversary for WHFR.
Wow.
So,
and Alan Cantino just said that he's celebrating 12 years on the Wrecking Hour, and you were the first live band that he had in the third. Wow. So it must have.
How cool is that, huh?
That's very cool.
You guys definitely are family.
We are. We love family.
Oh, we're all about family and friends.
Hey, you guys are.
Speaking of that, the photos on this, I understand, are, you know, on the cover of the Hart County CD. Those are very personal?
Well, yeah. Many people ask me and ask us, the Horse Cave Trio, what does that mean? Is it some crazy drug reference or thing? But actually, Horse Cave is Horse Cave, Kentucky, and that's where my parents and my grandparents are from, and that's in Hart County in Kentucky. And when we were in the process of making this CD, as it was evolving, I was just trying to brainstorm some way to put together a package that would represent the music, because the music was just, you know, going so great, and I needed packaging to match it. And a year ago Monday, my mom passed away, and when I went through all of her stuff, I discovered these photos that I'd never seen before in my life. And I went to the guys, of course, you know, I said, "Hey, you know, I found these pictures. It would be okay if we used them for the CD." And of course, you know, we're a family, and they're just like, "Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense." And so we sent them to our buddy, Judd Kite, Killer Kite Productions in Kansas City, also drummer and vocalist for a smoking hot rockabilly band called the Rumble Jets.
Hmm.
I sent him these pictures, and I told him what we were thinking about, and he put the packaging together. You can see it now on our Facebook page if you do the Facebook thing. It's all over Facebook. The cover photo is a picture of my dad sitting in a bar in Windsor, 1945, just moved up from Horse Cave. And on the back and also on the disc itself is a picture of his father, my grandfather, in front of a shotgun shack down in Horse Cave. So it just kind of brings the whole thing home, literally.
And this CD really is brand new. It just got released last Wednesday, didn't it?
It just came out Tuesday this week. Yeah. Just a couple days. Actually, they
hot off the press.
You couldn't get hotter off the press.
And you'll be having almost like a CD release party at Nancy Whiskey's this weekend, a two-day extravaganza?
I call it CD release weekend. Lots of folks have been asking me about an official CD release party, and my answer is yes. Every show for the next year and a half.
Smart guy.
The Horse Cave Trio philosophy.
That's right. I'm going to push this baby till there's no more pushing, I tell you.
Till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, this we're so proud of this CD, being able to work with Tino and some of the amazing musicians that that he brought and that we brought to the table. Just to mention, you know, we are a straight up trio live, and as you're hearing us here on the Motor Live Drive, but on the CD, it was nice to actually work with a producer. We brought in a good friend of ours, Jim Morris, on the pedal steel guitar, one of the best pedal steel players I've ever heard or seen in my life. The guy will just bring tears to your eyes. He's all over this. Jimmy Bones plays keyboards on this. Just beautiful stuff. Award-winning blues musician Chef Chris plays harmonica on this. We've got some amazing background vocalists, and it's just the coolest thing, man.
Well, hey, I'm waiting to hear it myself, but I'm really even more anticipating hearing you guys here in the live in the studio.
Woo!
In fact, what do you got coming up next?
Well, we'd like to do for you now a little single that we put out in 2006. Put out a little EP thing we call The Honeybee.
Sugar if you don't wanna be my honey, babe.
it, baby, unless you won't ride that train. Don't buy that ticket, baby, unless you won't ride my train. You gon' get wet, sugar, you keep your fine self in the rain.
As my grandma used to say, goodness gracious, Miss Agnes.
And that was a single, eh?
That was a single we put out in 2006 on Tony's birthday. It was supposed to be on a compilation album, a rockabilly compilation album that never happened. And we'd already recorded the track, and we were really digging it, and people were digging it live. So we had these live tracks. Actually, I'll take this back to a Dearborn story. There used to be this joint here in Dearborn called The Dive. And we used to play there. Used to play there all the time. Used to tear the roof down. Girls be dancing on the bar. People going crazy. Guy that owned the place, his day job was he did video and such. So he came up with this idea of filming the band and doing a DVD. We were going to call it Live at the Dive. So he had some buddies. This was the same time Tigers, weren't they in the World Series?
84.
Yes. Well, in 06 they did too.
Yeah, yeah. So he had some buddies. ABC Sports that were in town filming. Well, they brought down all this high-end gear to film the show.
Whoa.
And, I mean, we had the big swooping camera cranes and all, I mean, the cameras everywhere. And we brought in our buddy Matt Hansen to record the audio. He was set up in the back room. So we went through this whole thing, recorded the whole thing. A few weeks later, the guy closed the bar.
Right.
Because, well, actually, the night that we played, he had generators running out back because he hadn't paid his bills.
Oh, I remember that.
So
I remember
so,
that.
So, you know, we go through all this process. You know, we're with our boy, we're mixing the music, getting the music ready. I get in touch with the guy. He's not calling me back. He's not emailing me back.
Showbiz.
He just falls off the face of the earth. And I even went so far as I had a cover art made. These cats in L.A., the Untamed Highway comic book guys, did this amazing painting for us, Live at the Dive cover. So this goes on and on and on and on. So I got frustrated, and I said, well, I took four of the live tracks and tagged them on the Honey Bee, so it was like a single EP, five-song EP. And so that was, we ended up putting that out as the Honey Bee Live at the Dive. And actually, the guy resurfaced, was it last year? No, the year before, at Halloween, because he knows I love Halloween, and said, hey, man, you know, I'm sorry, I never did. And he posted one of the videos from the show, and that's actually on YouTube, and it's Horse Cave Trio Live at the Dive, so you can see one of the cuts.
All right.
From that experience.
Well, we'll have to check that out. In fact, Tino was in here telling a little bit about your history in rockabilly.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize Ronnie had a band with the Ashtons.
Yeah, I had a band with Ron Ashton from the Stooges. We did a lot. Well, actually, we kind of brought Ashton back to the stage. He was doing really bad B movies and stuff, and just kind of he worked on some.
So.
Okay, and living at his mom's house in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And my drummer.
And there's no shame in that.
And there's no shame in that.
That's rock and roll.
There's nothing wrong with that. No,
it's music. For
yeah,
sure.
I'd do that if I could. And,
just wanted to clear that up.
Nothing wrong with that. So, my drummer had played with him in the band Destroy All Monsters. And we approached Ron about coming out, because at the time the band was based in L.A. And we approached Ron about coming out to Hollywood and doing a show with us and doing a single with us, because at the time in L.A. there was this very cool record company called Sympathy for the Record Industry.
Yeah,
they're the cats that discovered White Stripes, all kinds of cool music.
Long Gone John.
Yeah, Long Gone John.
Yeah.
Really cool guy. So we got with Ron, we got with John, put together the single version of the Stooges, Down on the Street, and the B-side was one of my songs, Roman Holiday. Put out the single, did the show in Hollywood. It was sold out, caused a riot on the Sunset Strip. I got to meet the Cramps, came backstage to meet us. Ron, after the show, Ron was freaked out, because you got to understand, back in the day when the Stooges played, people didn't like them. It wasn't like they were popular.
They weren't popular.
No. They were despised, and people would go to their shows just to throw stuff at them and to you know, heckle them. And so for Ron at this point in his life to go out to Hollywood with these young guys, get on stage to a sold-out show where people are just going nuts, he was freaked out. He was really freaked out. After the show, it was me and him backstage. The guy kept poking his head back. So-and-so wants to come back. Ron Schick is, nope. Nope. All these celebrities, all these people want to come backstage and meet. Nope, nope, nope. So finally the guy put his head back. He goes, it's Lux and Ivy from the Cramps. And I looked at Ron. I said, don't you. Don't you even. And so that was really cool. We ended up doing two CDs with Ron, and we were getting ready to do a European tour. And so at this time, all the meddlers and scenesters got involved and were twisting Ron's ear. And, oh, well, you shouldn't go to Europe with these guys. You should go to Europe with us, and you should work with us because we're your real friends. And so we sat Ron down and said, listen, we're going to Europe with or without you, and if you don't go, we're going to take Michael Davis from the MC5 with us, which just burned Ron, burned him bad. And he didn't think that we were telling the truth. And he goes, no, you won't. No, you won't. And we did.
Oh.
We ended up because Ron and Mike were Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah.
And so, but that, they had a falling out. And so we ended up getting together with Michael. And we got one of the guys, the main guy from the band Dred Zeppelin was a reggae Elvis band. Mm-hmm. Well, the main guy that was the rhythm guitar player for that band picked up our record here in the States because he had his own label. And he says, I'll pick up your record if I can go on the tour with you and play guitar. So, of course, that was a no-brainer. And so we toured Europe with Michael. It was called the Detroit Rock and Roll Circus. And instead of just doing Stooges stuff, we got to do Stooges and MC5 stuff. And when we brought Michael on, we do a set of our own stuff, bring Michael on. He got to play the bass, and I got to be the front singer, which is always really cool. You don't get to do that very often.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where my thing came from. But to tie it into what we're doing here, I always loved that music, and I dug it, but that wasn't my thing.
It wasn't?
My thing was always rockabilly and blues and country. And so after I got done with the Empty Set, I didn't do music for 2 years at all. And that's
then he found his calling.
And that's when I met Lou. And we started messing around. And that's when we started.
Louie has some good history,
and
too.
And Louie's got some good stuff,
played
too.
In the Grave Robbers.
With one of the greatest humans walking the planet,
Jimmy Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy and I go way back back to the, I don't know if you remember, Strut and all those bands and Seduce.
Yeah.
And
Almighty Strut.
We put together a Jackhammer from Strut and Jimmy on keyboards and Mickey St. Clair from Seduce and a buddy of mine, Mike, Kelly on guitar, and then they had a bass player. And he was basically using the truck to go do other shows and renting out the equipment, taking all the money. So they called me up and said, hey, you want to join? And so I joined the band, and that band went on for about a year and a half, and then it broke up, and then it was just more forms of it, but the core of it was always Jimmy and I. And then eventually that broke off into just Jimmy Bones and the Grave Robbers. And we did some stuff with, we work with Pete Bancard out at out in Ann Arbor. And then we work with Pastoria Brian and those guys. And we did a lot of that stuff. And then right about that time, Jimmy was starting to get a lot of calls to go in the studio. And then he, you know, worked with Robert Bradley, and then he ended up working with, you know, Kid Rock, and on goes that story. And then in between all that, I played in a bunch of different bands, you know, like my influence has always been more of like a southern rock style. That's what I've always loved to play. And I got into a band doing that, and then there was, you know, variations of stuff. And then I got called in to do a project with a friend of ours, John Mylan, and that's where I met Ron. And those guys, it was a recording project, and during the breaks, Ron and I would just sit in the basement, and I said, I got an idea for a little riff. And so we'd sit there and jam, and then one day he called me up, and he says, you know that song that you played? He goes, I think we should do something. He goes, how about if we, he goes, I'd like to get you over the house. And I did a version of Empty Set with Ron, and that was my first, you know, that was our first project together. And then some of those songs launched Horse Cave Trio, basically.
Yeah, basically, you know, I'm the king of the double dip. I love to, like, you know, get the biggest bang for my buck, so I'm always, like, thinking one step ahead of myself. So I knew that was going to be the last recording session for the Empty Set. So I brought in Lou, and we laid a bunch of tracks for that CD, and then I took the tracks that him and I had put together ourselves and made a demo of them. And I called it the Horse Cave Trio. And I gave it to two people that I respected most. One was rockabilly DJ Del Villarreal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I approached him. Of course, I had a slab of ribs, too. I had a slab of ribs in my demo, and I said, I don't expect you to play this on your show. I just want you to listen to it and tell me what you think.
And eat the ribs.
And yeah, enjoy the ribs. The ribs. And then the very next night, I went and approached one of my favorite blues DJs, Theron. Yeah, and
my brother.
But I didn't have any ribs for Theron. but I did have the
meat always goes a long way.
Meat always helps.
Feed the DJs. Yeah.
And so I gave him the demo also and gave him the same rap. I don't expect you to play this on a show. It's just a demo. Listen to it. Tell me what you think. So within weeks, both of these cats are spinning this stuff nonstop on both of their shows. People are calling in wanting to know, who are these guys, what's going on, and that's when I knew I had something.
Well, you got something. You've had it going for 9 years.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
And now you got the big bad Tony Bizon on the drums.
Now we got Tony on the drums. And
the hard-hitting Tony B.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, can you do anything more from your new CD?
Well, we would love to do what we're calling our first single. And if you were to ask me 4 years ago if I'd ever release my first single from my greatest album I've ever worked on in my life, Folsom Prison Blues, I tell you, you're crazy. Because I've heard so many bands do Folsom Prison Blues to death.
Not like this, baby.
But we got so lucky. Alan will probably know this name. A few years back, we brought up from Texas one of the original rockabilly cats, Hugh Lynn Duvall. And we did four shows with Hugh Lynn, and this is one of the tracks that we did with him. And this version kind of stemmed out of our rehearsals and performances with Hugh Lynn, and then we just kind of started doing it at our shows, and people were going nuts. And so here it is, Folsom Prison Blues.
Son, always be a good boy. I don't ever play with
in here.
Oh, it is. It is hot in here. Oh, the Horse Cave Trio right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. They got a CD release party coming up for the next year and a half.
Yes.
That's only in the U.S.
But they're doing their first of many at Nancy Whiskey's this Friday and Saturday night. That's at 2644 Harrison, downtown, right in Corktown.
Beautiful.
So come on down. It's a cool little place.
It's a very cool place. We have a lot of fun there Friday night. There's no cover charge. Saturday night, they're doing a costume party, a Halloween bash.
Woo.
So if you come in costume, you will be let in for free. No costume, $5 no holla.
Woo. Yep. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that with a stick.
It's a really cool place, and I hadn't been there in a long, long time. And I walked in, and turns out that a girl that I grew up with in the old neighborhood, because I grew up on the southwest side of Detroit, and Eva Stevens, her and her husband Gerald, and I'd known them both since we were kids, so it was really cool to walk in there and go, wow, man, you guys own this place? And they go, yeah, you want to play? I'm like, are you kidding me?
All right.
Wow. It's like playing in the neighborhood in a whole different way.
Yeah.
And her dad's not looking for you.
Yeah. We're playing in the sandbox and not getting caught.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting, time's running down. We've been having so much fun. Why don't we get some more music going?
Let's do some more music. Let's do another track off the Hart County CD. A little thing called Give Me Back My Wig.
Woo!
Didn't have no business, I'm gonna buy you.
Hello,
hound dog.
Give me back my wig.
Three from the D.
Hey, Ron, I got to ask you guys.
Yes, Mr. White.
People got to come down and see you live because it's the whole visual thing you guys got
going. It's a whole show.
Not only are you good looking.
Oh, you're too kind.
But you got cool gear, too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You know, we like to put on a show. We're entertainers. Nothing wrong with the guy that just sits there and, you know, sings his song, and that's all fine and well because somebody's got to do that. But that's not what we do. We jump around. We go crazy. We get live. We get Motor Live Drive at 5.
They gyrate.
Funky jive. We get down and you know, as I told you earlier, this is probably the first time in, man, I couldn't tell you, 5-6 years that we've actually done a set list. We never use a set list. Never use a set list. Every show's different. You could come see us 5 times in a row. Every show's going to be different. We play what the people want to hear. If people are in the mood to dance, we kick into the dance tunes. If people are in the mood to sit back and hear some good songs and just relax, we'll do that thing. We go with the flow, give the crowd what they want, and I think that's why so many of our friends come back and back again, because they know it's not going to be, you know, okay, at this point, okay, then Ron walks up and he puts his hand up and he says, hey, how you guys doing tonight? Fill in the blank city. And then Lou walks over and he moves like this. And this is the part where the guy goes like this. And that's fine and well, you know, everybody's got to do their own thing, but that's not what we do.
All right. Beck,
they're good live.
Oh, yeah. What kind of guitar are you? You've got an unusual bass guitar.
I've got an unusual thing going on here. We were talking about it earlier. Most times when we go do a show, especially when we're playing with other bands that don't know us, we'll get up and set up. And the minute that I pull out this, it's basically an acoustic bass guitar. And most people use the acoustic bass guitar for like unplugged, you know, softer, you know, like when an electric band goes on MTV Unplugged. That's when guys use these, when they want to, you know, play softer and do something different. So when I was putting together this sound with Lou for this band, I didn't want an electric bass because then it would just be hard rock, and we've already done that to death. I play stand-up bass. I love stand-up bass, but it's a certain sound, and it's a certain feel, and I love the feel of a guitar. I'm a singer. I like a feel. I'm an Elvis guy. I love, you know, Johnny Cash. I like to stand there, and I like to hold a guitar.
You
I like
shake
to,
it on
I
down.
Like the feel of a guitar, so I thought if I took an acoustic bass guitar and put it through a rock amp and slapped it, that it would sound totally different. And that's what I try to do.
You could not do those signature moves of yours. Ron,
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
And people got to spank the plank.
That's right. People got to come down to Nancy Whiskey's this weekend, Friday or Saturday, and check you
or
guys
both.
Out.
Yeah. Well, come down Friday and then come down Saturday in a costume.
That's right. Yeah. And hey, Lou, what kind of guitar are you playing today?
I'm playing a Telecaster, basically. It's a Fender Aerodyne Telecaster. You know, for all those gearheads out there, I'm using a Fender Deluxe and a bunch of hot rotted pedals. And I had a Jimmy Vaughn Strat here, but I busted the string during the middle of one of those songs. So if you heard that little drop out, that's what that was.
All right,
my roadie wasn't here today, so.
You covered it well.
We planned that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
It was a dramatic moment.
And you got to check out Tony's drum kit. He's got a... he's sponsored by Bib Drums.
Tony B, the B.I.B.
His drum kit's beautiful.
And the place to be.
Yeah, and it's really a basic stripped-down kit, and he plays it well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Like a customized hot rod over there.
Yeah, it is.
That's what all our friends say. They said, man, that Tony, he really smacks them things, man. I said, he's mad, you know.
Blood blisters and all.
And we're not talking about angry.
No, we're not talking about angry. He's just
with
mad.
Well, tell you what, we got about 7 minutes left. Let's keep you guys moving.
All right.
Can you do the?
Yeah. When you were setting up, you were doing this little impromptu thing.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to play a song from our first CD.
This is actually the song that got everything rolling.
This is the song that we wrote together, the very first song that we ever did off of our first CD, Hot Rods, Choppers, and Rock and Roll. And then we'll tag it at the end with a little something special just for y'all today.
Yeah. Okay, but we want to remind people that you can pick up your brand new CD.
Yes.
Hart County, where can they get that?
Come and get it this weekend at Nancy Whiskey's for the CD release weekend. go over and check out FunkyDRecords.com. They'll help you out, and within the next week or so, we're going to be going live on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby,
Spotify,
and so many places where you can do the download and all
the digital
and all that
all
stuff them, that them kids camp, do today. Them kids with their fancy
everywhere.
Downloads and pods and plugs and doodads.
Where's
and Yeah.
Vinyl's coming.
Give me back my wig.
And where can be, if you got a website of your own, too.
Yeah, please join us at horsecavetrio.com. There's some dates on there, but within the next week, we're going to be updating that with new pictures from the CD, and we've got some more gigs that I'm in the process of setting up to support the CD. And also join us on the Book of Face, the Facebook, the social media. The Horse Cave Trio's on there. And for that one guy who's still on MySpace, well, we're over there too. So don't feel lost
in space.
Let's rock it now. Let's get wild on the Motor Live Drive, baby.
Let's do it.
Live on the motor drive. I'm getting wild, little baby. Live on the motor drive.
All right, the Horse Cave Trio right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week we are going to have... Now, we got a house phone here for an indie pop and rock and soul show right here on the Motor Live Drive. Right now, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Autolite and its 98,000 dealers bring you Sir Cedric Hardwick in tonight's presentation of Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents a story about